This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Senate has started considering a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill after Democrats made late changes in hopes of getting it through a narrowly divided chamber. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The Senate split 50-50 over whether to even start debating the bill.
The vice president votes in the affirmative,
with Vice President Harris breaking the tie in her role as Senate president, underscoring that Democrats have virtually no margin for error in trying to achieve President Biden's top legislative priority. Republicans argue the bill's too big, with too much money for non-virus-related provisions.
The table of contents for this act is as follows.
And before letting the debate start, they demanded Senate clerks read the entire bill aloud.
Section 9819.
It's more than 600 pages long. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Thousands of New Zealanders on the east coast of the country's North Island evacuated to higher ground early Friday after a third offshore earthquake in less than 8 hours triggered tsunami sirens and warnings. Workers, students, and residents in areas like Northland and Bay of Plenty were assisted by civil defense officials, as authorities said tsunami waves could reach 3 meters above tide levels. There were no reports of damage or casualties from the quakes. The latest quake had a magnitude of 8.1 and struck the Kermadec Islands northeast of New Zealand's North Island. That came shortly after a 7.4 magnitude quake in the same region. Earlier, a large 7.2 quake struck about 900 kilometers away on the east of the North Island. Warnings were also issued for other Pacific islands like Tonga, American Samoa, Fiji, Hawaii, and others. Visit voanews.com.